Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. This morning, a sheriff's deputy on patrol on Highway 96 attempted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 27-year-old Hoopa resident Sadie McCovey. Initially, McCovey pulled the silver Suburban over on Deerhorn Road in Hoopa, but suddenly sped away, leading the deputy on a short pursuit back onto Highway 96. While trying to get around a small slide on the roadway, McCovey went off the roadway and her vehicle tumbled down an embankment about 75 feet before coming to rest. The deputy got out of his car and started down the hillside to assist anyone in the vehicle, which had sustained major damage, when he saw McCovey get out and flee on foot. Hoopa Tribal Police soon caught up with McCovey, who admitted she had been driving, and she was arrested and booked on felony evasion, and McCovey was uninjured during the collision. A sheriff's office livestock deputy was dispatched to investigate a case of animal neglect regarding a horse stabled at a residence in the 2500 block of Bollier Avenue in McKinleyville. The deputy contacted the horse's owner and determined the animal was in good health and under the care of a veterinarian. But, and there's always a but, the deputy also smelled the strong odor of marijuana emanating from the residence and then left the scene to acquire a search warrant. With a warrant in hand, the deputy returned to the residence with additional officers, and a search turned up a marijuana grow with 195 plants ranging in height from 12 to 14 inches. Deputies also confiscated $1,400 in cash, packaging materials, and approximately 1.5 pounds of processed weed worth about $2,000. No arrests were made, but the case has been forwarded to the DA's office for further consideration. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a single-vehicle collision on Matole Road that claimed the life of a honeydew man. 45-year-old James Carpenter was driving eastbound on Matole when, for unknown reasons, his vehicle left the roadway and went down an embankment, overturning as it did so, before coming to rest on all four wheels. Carpenter suffered fatal injuries in the rollover, and he was not wearing a seatbelt. Impairment is considered a cause in the collision, and anyone who may have witnessed the crash is asked to contact the CHP. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the Pudding Creek Beach over the weekend after receiving a report that a dead body had been found in the creek. The body is that of 41-year-old Joshua Greenwalt of Fort Bragg. Deputies spoke with Greenwalt's parents, who identified the body and told deputies they had found him after going to their son's residence and finding him gone. Knowing he frequented the beach, the parents went searching for Greenwalt and discovered his remains in a shallow portion of the creek. An autopsy has been scheduled, and anyone with information about Greenwalt's movements or his death is asked to contact the Mendocino Sheriff's Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Bill Panos began his tenure as the city manager for Eureka at the beginning of the month, coming to Eureka from the city of West Sacramento. Panos explained why he made the decision to pursue the Eureka job and his decision to accept the job when it was offered.
Oh, what a great opportunity. Dave Tyson left a city in great shape, a budget in great shape. We were just talking about this last week. I feel very fortunate that he had such a great tenure, and the council is so strong, and Dave is so strong, and the staff are amazing. He's left the place in really good shape. And so for me, it was a pleasure and easy to make the decision to come here. The city's in really good shape.
Panos went on to speak to his plans as city manager, particularly in using the lessons he learned in Sacramento when dealing with other state and federal agencies.
We had great success where we took state agencies that were once our adversaries and made them our advocates. And we were able, in a very short period of time, in fact, in the last 2 years in West Sacramento, we brought in more money than in the last 20 years combined from state, federal, and private sources because of the relationships, the positive relationships that we've built with them. So that's one of my intentions, is to build positive relationships with all of the agencies that are important to this community and region, such as the Army Corps and the Coastal Commission.
Panos replaces Dave Tyson, who helmed the city for the past decade. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.